It's Morning Edition from NHPR. New Hampshire U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen is taking part at a National Security Forum in Durham today that's being hosted by the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition. Senator Shaheen joins us now to talk about today's forum and some other issues. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. It's nice to be with you.
The focus of today's forum is national security. So let's talk about one of the most pressing issues. Of course, the fight against the Islamic State. There was another suicide bombing in Yemen earlier today. Do you believe that we're making progress in this fight?
One of the things that makes ISIS different from the other terrorist groups we've seen today is that they talk about establishing a caliphate, which means they want their own state. They want territory. They want to control it. They want to govern in their way. And one of the successes that we've had over the last year is in taking back some of that territory from ISIS and reducing their caliphate, and that has reduced the appeal that they've had, because that's one of the things that has made them appealing to some people. And so I think we have had a number of successes, but what we've heard from experts who have testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the Armed Services Committee, as we've taken back some of that territory, we should expect to see them attempting more terrorist attacks in other parts of the world, in the West, and certainly we have seen that. So this is, as we know, a long-term fight. We have to keep at it, and we need to continue to do everything we can to cut off the financing that they've gotten, to reduce the territory that they've had, to eliminate their leadership, and be prepared to stay in this fight for the long term.
What specifics have you heard from Hillary Clinton, the candidate that you're supporting, when it comes to what she would do when it comes to fighting and ultimately destroying ISIS?
Well, I think she would continue to do many of the things that we've seen that have been successful, continue to partner with our allies. One of the successes that we are having with fighting ISIS is that we're working with allies in the Middle East, with countries like Jordan, with the Kurdish forces in Iraq to fight back against ISIS. We're working with our European partners. And so I think that is very important, continuing to share that intelligence. We saw Turkey in the last week go after ISIS, something that we've been hoping that they would do for a long time, shutting down the border between Turkey and Syria, where so many terrorists have been able to get through. And so I think that has been a positive development, despite the fact that they have also gone after some of the Kurdish forces who have been helpful. But it is important to get everybody in this fight. And so I think that was overall a positive step forward.
I did want to ask you about the recent $400 million cash payment to Iran, Senator. The State Department conceded that payment was delayed to maintain some leverage in the release of three American prisoners. Critics, including your colleague, Kelly Ayotte, say that's a ransom payment. Is that a fair description or unfair?
Look, when we're negotiating serious issues with hostile enemies like Iran, it's important to be able to leverage all the tools that we have against them. This payment to Iran was Iranian money. The United States had had it since the money was paid in 1979. There's been a dispute over that money ever since. That dispute was before an international tribunal, and the payment was done partially to settle that dispute. And so I appreciate that there are critics, but the fact is most of the criticism came months after this happened, months after it became public. And I think to make an issue of it here in the August before an election, calling for an investigation 8 months after the announcement, doesn't really pass the smell test. I think that's more about politics than it is about policy.
Speaking of presidential politics, one issue that's come up in this election cycle has been the taking in of Syrian refugees. The 10,000th Syrian refugee set to arrive in the U.S. today, in fact, but there's clearly a different direction between the two candidates in terms of, moving forward. Do you support Secretary Clinton's call for increasing the number of refugees to some 65,000?
I do, and I have consistently supported that, Rick. I think we have a responsibility to open our doors, as we have throughout our history, to those people who are fleeing misery and conflict at home. And I think we have a very rigorous process to review immigrants who are coming into this country. We need to make sure that that's working the way it's supposed to.
You feel the vetting process that's in place is good enough?
Well, I think we need to continue to examine it to make sure that if there are changes that need to be made, we make those changes. But as I said, we have a very rigorous process. It's worked well for a very long time. And, you know, I believe it's very unfortunate that we're having this debate about immigration right now in the country, because immigrants are what has made this country so strong. Every one of us in America, if we're not Native Americans, are immigrants. And we have built this country. Our forefathers and mothers have built this country. And I think we need to make sure we're screening out people who may have bad intentions towards this country, but to screen out everybody, to say that hardworking people who want to come into America, who believe in our ideals of liberty and freedom, are not going to be able to come in, I think it's just not, it's antithetical to the values that this country was built on.
I did want to get your thoughts, well, we had a moment on recent reports regarding the Clinton Foundation. There was an Associated Press report that more than half of Secretary Clinton's private meetings with those outside government were with people who had donated to the Clinton Foundation. Do you have any concerns about whether any ethical lines have been crossed here?
Well, I haven't seen all of the reports, and I think we need to look and make sure that everyone was in compliance with what the ethics guidelines are. But look, this is more attacks from Hillary Clinton's opponents, because they can't talk about the policy that she supports and compare those to the policies that Donald Trump supports, because we don't know what his policies are. He keeps changing them every day. And they don't want to talk about that. So they're going to talk about any kind of personal attacks that they can talk about to take the attention away from Donald Trump, who doesn't have anything to say about the direction and the future of this country. So I think we need to examine those reports. We need to look and see what happened. But this is not about those emails and those meetings. This is about attempts to undermine Hillary Clinton, because they don't have anything, the critics don't have anything positive to say about Donald Trump and what he wants to do in this country.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us this morning.
Great to be with you.